Tenacious Living Radio.
Welcome to Tenacious Living Radio Show, where you can transform overwhelm with grace, gratitude, and tenacity. Featuring your host, Carrie Ann Barron, intuitive life coach, integrated energy therapy practitioner, certified peer worker, fearless life trainer, international best-selling author, and Ironman triathlete. Carrie Ann helps individuals regain control of their life by moving into a space of possibilities. Carrie Ann's guests will be sharing their own experiences and knowledge, transforming their overwhelm with tenacity and more. And now, here's your host, Carrie Ann Barron.
Welcome to the Tenacious Living Radio Show. It is wonderful to have you here with us today. I am coming to you live from Vancouver for the second week in a row. It is so exciting to be here. And it is one of those rainy, rainy days here in Vancouver. It's the first day that it's actually rained. And I can call it Raincouver instead of Vancouver. So I'm experiencing Raincouver today. And it's so much fun. I have an amazing guest in the virtual green room with us tonight, and our topic is Wired for Sound, how to turn stressed into serene with the magic of sound. And I'm so excited. She is an author, speaker, musician, recording artist, sound healer, and consultant. Her name is Sharon Karn, and she has been a faculty member of the Conservatory at the Mount Royal University in Calgary, Alberta, since 1988. Sharon is the founder of Sound Wellness, whose programs are at the forefront of education in how sound and music can easily apply to your everyday life to reduce stress, help you concentrate, energize you, and support your health. Sharon is also the author of Listen from the Outside Listen from the Inside Out. That's my my excitement coming out here. So Sharon is the author of Listen from the Inside Out and has produced and recorded several CDs solo and with others. So without further ado, I'd love to officially welcome Sharon Karn to the radio show. Welcome, Sharon. How are you?
Thank you, Carrie Ann. I'm awesome and I'm so excited to be here.
The way we've connected, it's such a synchronicity story. So I'm so excited that you're here on the radio show with me, and I have an opportunity to share your knowledge with everyone that's listening and who will be listening once they download it off of iTunes. You and I have an interesting the way we met. Do you recall the day that we officially met? It was pretty interesting, wasn't it?
Oh my gosh, yes. And I just love how the universe kind of plants you sitting beside someone.
Yes. It was the day that we were both attending so many. We had two different networking events, one at lunch and then one after the supper. And we were just super busy. And we didn't realize that we were both at the same events until we sat down beside each other at the second one. It's like, wait a minute. I think I recognized you from somewhere before. And then we just hit it right off. And then I told you about the radio show, and you're like, who are you doing it through? And I said, it was Bold Radio. She's like, oh my God, I know Kim. So you knew, how do you know Kim? Let's talk about that. I think that's an interesting story in itself.
Well, I was introduced to Kim through another member of the Evolutionary Business Council, and her name came up as a really great contact for me. So I connected with Kim, and we had a fabulous conversation. She's an amazing woman.
Yes, she really is. She's started all of this what we're doing right now is because of her. So it's so cool. But that was the connection that really got us. It's like, wait a minute, she's my mentor. She's my radio producer. You know her. I was like, oh my God, the world just got a whole bunch smaller when we kind of made that connection. And then we just kicked off. And that was, where was that? It was at Jay Fassett's event that evening for Creators Code. So it's really cool. And then we started talking a little bit more, and we had a few more other commonalities and mutual people in common. So it was really cool. So Sharon, tell me a little bit about yourself, a little bit more. What is Sound Wellness all about?
Well, Sound Wellness is something that I never expected to be doing, Carrie-Anne. It was a gift from the universe for me. I've been a musician all my life, and really, I guess my feet were planted also on a spiritual journey with a near-death experience when I was just a baby. And that kind of gave me an inside knowing that there was an awful lot more to life than what everybody was telling me and what I was seeing around me. I didn't know where it came from because I didn't know I had this near-death experience until I was an adult when my mom told me. So part of that part of me was searching for answers. And I took all kinds of classes in alternative healing and complementary medicine, all kinds of things that fascinated me, did a lot of spiritual reading. And then at the same time, I had my musical path, which was as a classical guitarist, studying at university and then beginning a teaching career at Mount Royal University. And these two paths were kind of parallel. They weren't really intersecting with each other very much. And I started becoming a lot more interested in sound healing and sound therapy. So traveled to the United States to study with Jonathan Goldman and Tom Kenyon with their sound healers trainings. So it wasn't long after I returned to teaching at Mount Royal, after studying with Tom Kenyon, that I got a call from out of the blue from the director of the Integrative Health Institute there. And she asked if I would create a program in a study on stress using sound therapy as an intervention to reduce stress. And I thought, hey, yeah, I've been collecting this information for decades. I would love to do that. So I did that and worked with my group. And at the end of the study, the people in my group were so excited about what they learned. They found so much value in what they experienced that I thought, oh my gosh, this is something that really needs to get out there in a big way. So a month after I completed that, working with my group in the study, I created Sound Wellness. Mm. It changed my life.
You know, it just sounds like the world just really provided you everything you needed. Like, it really was that easy, wasn't it, to just figure out...
What is that? I think that's why I felt I spent all my life in music without ever really understanding in a conscious way what I was doing. And as I started to become more steeped in the deep, deep, deep effects of sound and its healing effects, and how the human being is wired for sound, then I started to take a lot more responsibility for any sound that I put out there, whether I'm playing my instrument, whether I'm speaking or using my voice or teaching other people, because every sound has an effect on the human being.
Mm. Let's talk about a little bit more about that, because, you know, sound is all around us. So how does it affect us? What is sound and how does it affect us? I know I just repeated myself, but I'm like, how does that work?
Well, it's a crucial, crucial question, Carrie-Anne, and I'm so glad you asked that, because the human being is wired for sound from our atoms to our energetic networks. In the physical realm, sound goes through you. It goes through you faster than it goes through the air. Sound goes through water, many of us know, four times faster than it goes through the air. And the human body is 80% water. Wait, now, sound goes through more solid parts of your body 12 times faster. It goes through your bones 12 times faster than it goes through the air.
Wow.
That's one thing. Now, sound is defined as vibrational energy. In order for sound just to travel, it has to push against atoms and molecules, including every atom of you. So it's a physical energy because it's pushing it's pushing against every one of your atoms. And as it pushes, it sends everything into vibration. Like a wave at the football game, everything moves because it's pushed. And one atom pushes against the next, which pushes against the next, which pushes against the next. And then they keep bouncing back and forth as the sound keeps sending this energy towards you. And so there are a huge, huge number of things that I guess are the benefits of that, and also the problems with that, as far as how that effect that has on us, depending on the sound that's going through us.
So which one do you think is, for our listeners, do you think that they should understand what the benefits are or what the problem is first? What is the most impactful to talk about right now?
What do you think? It's a good question, Carrie Ann, because it's one thing that we all do intuitively anyway. For example, when you're at the mall and you walk into a store where the music is just blaring and it's really annoying you, that music is also going through you. So most of us just walk out. Most of us have our own way of managing that kind of sound. If there's something like a drill, one of those big pneumatic drills that's breaking up cement out in the street, then we try to get as far away from that as we can because it's really annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then on the other...
No, but it's annoying, and we just think it's annoying, but there's a deeper level to it, right? Subconsciously, we're walking away from it because it's irritating us, but we just think, oh, it's just loud and annoying, right?
So yes, and that irritation is creating a rise in stress hormones in the human body. The European Union has been doing studies on the effect of traffic noise on the people in their member countries. Well, they've found some pretty profound statistics that traffic noise is causing 50,000 deaths every single year. 12 Seriously? Million people can't even sleep, and it's affecting the health of 125 million people. Traffic noise. Because of the rise in stress hormones. Stress hormones are deadly when they become chronic.
So, unbelievable.
An irritating noise, if you're around it all the time, is a real serious health problem. Now, we got to move to the positive side.
Yeah, I know.
Enough
but
of the
I'm
negative
just...
side. So on the positive side, now this is the really, really, really cool part, because this is already programmed into the human being, because the human being is wired for sound. Sound goes through us. The most important sound that the human being creates is that of the voice. Your own voice is inside of you. And at the speed of sound, every single sound that comes out of your mouth has already given every single atom of your body a sonic massage before the sound comes out of your mouth. Now, part of the cool programming that we have is that our body has its own natural sounds that heal us through the voice. Have you ever said, "Oh, what a cute puppy"? Ooh, isn't that interesting? Oh, that's heavy. Those sounds, the ahs, the oohs, the ooh, all of those sounds, aha, are actually sounds that stimulate the brain to release endorphins. Endorphins that help the body heal, and endorphins that help the body manage pain. Isn't that the coolest thing? Your best healer is right inside your body.
How could that even be possible? Like, how do we not know about this, Sharon? How do we not know?
We evolved with all this knowledge, Carrie Ann, but in the last 100 years, we've been inundated with so much noise that we've lost touch with what we evolved with. There are two flutes that have been found in Europe that are believed to predate our use of language. We had music and sound before we could speak to each other with words. It's that ancient. It's one of our original healers. We've forgotten that.
So how do we get back in touch with that? How do we change this? How do we get connected again?
You just did. Become aware of the sound around you and how they make you feel. Now, what is the thing we do to relieve stress? When we're really feeling stressed, we naturally, we sigh. Now, if you take that, now a really good sigh actually stimulates the brain to release those endorphins that help the body release that excess emotional energy. So if you vocalize a sigh using more instead of just, if you make the sigh sound like this, you amplify the effect because you're sending that sound through your bones, through your entire body, and it is releasing all of that excess emotional energy that we call stress. Do you want to try it?
I do. So what do we do? What do I do?
Take a deep breath into your belly.
Okay. Really? So it's just that start high and then drop down into your belly?
Correct, because it's some of the recent science has shown that low vibrational sounds, the right sounds, we're all wired uniquely. So the low vibrational sounds generally help the body release excess emotional energy. So I make a little sigh right now, but, or I make a little slide of it with my voice. I start about the middle of my vocal range, and then I just let it drop. And then as it drops, it's like all of that stuff just filters right out through your body, out through your feet.
So breathe in. So everyone who's listening, I want you to take a deep breath in. And Sharon's going to lead us through this, and I'm going to do it with you guys. How does that sound?
Awesome. So deep breath in.
Oh, wow. You can literally feel the shift in your body when you're letting that. It feels amazing. Is it really that easy to switch it off?
It's really that easy.
Wow.
There's all kinds of other things you could do too, but if you need something like right now that takes seconds, there you go.
So every time
to do in a, it's a little harder to do in a board meeting, but you can always take a bathroom break or do it inside, do it silently, and it can still have the same effect.
Well, I was in the corporate world for 23 years. Like I sat at a desk every single day, and every single day I would hear my colleagues sitting next to me. They'd be like, and they'd be like, and I'd be like, that's such a heavy sigh. What's going on? And they're like, I don't know. I just felt like, so we're doing it without realizing it. So
exactly
what you're doing is bringing that awareness and that conscious choice to do that shift on a more conscious level. So this is crazy, Sharon. Absolutely amazingly crazy, because it really is that simple, but so powerful. So how can we use this to support our health? How can we use this particular knowledge to understand how we can turn stressed into serene using something else? Or you know what I'm trying to ask.
Yeah The voice is always with you, so it's something you have for immediate help, and the sigh is something we do naturally, like you just said, with your colleagues when you were in corporate, did it automatically to release the energy. If you make it vocalized like we just did, consciously taking your voice into the lower range, you increase the effect of the endorphins. So the brain releases more. It's more profound. So that's a really quick thing to do. Now, here's another thing that not everybody knows, that how music affects us. And this is a way you can use your own music collection. Every time you walk into the grocery store, or in a store in the mall, there's always music playing. Now, it takes only minutes for your heart to match the rhythm of the music. This is another way the human being is programmed to respond to sound. Our heart matches the rhythm of the music around us. We can't turn that off. It happens automatically. Now, in some studies in marketing, this is interesting. What they found is that if you play slow music in grocery stores, their sales increase by as much as 40%.
Are you kidding me?
This is well known in marketing circles, and a lot of stores use music to attract the right customers, hold them there longer, and they buy more.
Ah.
Now, the co-op store in our neighborhood is brilliant with this, because in our neighborhood, we have a large population of baby boomers. Well, what do they play? Not the slow music. They play the music of the 70s and 80s. And there are people humming and singing all the way up and down the aisles. They're having a ball, and they're putting all kinds of extra stuff in their basket.
Oh, my gosh. I do that. I'll be in a store, and next thing I know, I'm singing along to the song, and I'm having a memory of when I was in high school, and it's all hunky-dory, and it's like, oh, this product looks like something I would like. Oh, this makes me happy. Oh, my God. I did not realize they were doing that to me, Sharon. I just thought I was happy.
Now, yes, you are happy, because when you hear your favorite music, the brain releases dopamine, which makes you happy. Of course you are. And that's been measured, and that's a good thing to know. It's also a good thing to know that rhythm and music changes your heartbeat. This is called entrainment. Mm-hmm. Now, the interesting thing is that the heartbeat, the breathing, and the brain waves are all intimately connected. You change one of them and you change all three. So let's say you come home from work and you're really, really stressed. So when you're stressed, your heart is beating faster than normal. Your brain is on hot, your brain is going nonstop with all these mega, mega thoughts, you know, the nonstop 90 mile an hour brain. And then your blood pressure's up, and your breathing is shallow and your breathing is faster. These are all symptoms of stress, and they're hard on the body. Now, when you get home and you notice that you're feeling stressed out, you can do two things. You can put on your favorite music and move around and dance around. That reduces all the stress hormones in the body, and it brings dopamine in the brain, which helps you feel better. Another thing you can do is check through your music collection to look for music with a slow rhythm, because now you know that your heart will match the rhythm of the music around you. If you pick a piece with a slow rhythm, your heart will match it, slow down your breathing, and slow down your brain waves. So the mind slows down, the heart slows down, and drops, it lowers your blood pressure, and your breathing settles down. Mm. And that's using what you already have. If you don't have that and you think that might be useful, then go and find some. Go to Self Connection Books if you're in Calgary, and then listen for pieces that attract you that have slow rhythms. And that will be a good solution for you.
I'm just like blown away. Like, it's such practical stuff. So what happens? Like, it's not even the words in the music. It's the actual methodical tone. Like, so it could be any artist, right? It could be anyone. It could is words, but it's the music, it's the rhythm, it's the beat that makes the difference for us. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, as far as changing the physiological process of heart, breathing, and brainwaves, words are a different, they have a different effect, because words have meaning for us and we're going into the more frontal lobes area of the brain. Rhythm works on us physiologically without us even thinking about it. Our body just responds that way. That's the way we're built.
Oh, now, so there's a
moving into the logical brain, and then you have all the other stuff connected depending on what the words are for you, whether it reminds you of an emotional experience, whether it reminds you of a place, you know, it brings in memory and it brings in what the heck is he saying? You know, all of those things is a different response.
Wow. It's simple, but it's complicated at the same time, right? But in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more.
Well, I kind of mentioned a little bit about the dopamine, and this is an interesting thing in neuroscience. Is really expanding what we understand about the human being's response to music. When you're playing a musical instrument or singing, you are lighting up more of the brain. You are using more of the brain than when you do any other activity. Music expands the mind. It expands and it grows. It grows connections in the brain. It grows connections between the hemispheres. It's a brilliant activity. And another thing that has been discovered too, whenever human beings play music together or sing together, it releases hormones that make us feel healthier, but also hormones that bond us together. And that one of those hormones is oxytocin. That's been measured in the blood in people who are playing music together, whether it's a drum circle, whether you're singing happy birthday at home, doesn't matter. It's a connection. It's always what has been at the heart of connecting human beings with each other.
You actually have me speechless, Sharon. This doesn't happen on the radio show fairly often. But there's so many different ways and so many different things I want to ask. So let's sort of we've understand physiologically, there's not the psychology behind this, it's physiologically. So our body naturally responds. We don't have that control whether it responds or not, it just simply does. Is that correct? Is that what I'm hearing you say?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. So what you're teaching us is how to take that gift and turn it into something that supports us moving through life, so that when we find ourselves feeling stressed, we can start to become aware of the sounds around us and maybe understand that that stressor may actually be what's happening in our environment. Is that correct?
Exactly.
So then when we understand that we're conscious, when we consciously understand that we're becoming stressed and we don't know why, it could simply be because of our environment. So in that moment, we can make the choice to turn into a more serene environment, just using the magic of the sound or using our voice or finding something. Now that we're there, keep talking. It's just amazing. Sorry, I'm just so excited. So that's the steps, right? Recognizing you're stressed, recognizing that we're wired that way. Then we have the stress. We recognize that we're stressed. So we can, and that's the topic, is turning that stress into serene with the magic of sound. Mm-hmm. So let me try to make my question a little more direct. How can sound be used to reduce stress so quickly once we recognize that that's our trigger, that's what's triggering us?
Well, we're just as wired to create stress in our body through the hormones of adrenaline and cortisol. Those are the two stress hormones. And that's a perfectly natural response to when something threatens us. The problem nowadays is that we keep repeating that cycle over and over and over and over again, because even a thought can stimulate that release of the stress hormones, that fight or flight response. When we're feeling afraid, our body responds that way. Whether or not there's a lion in front of us, a thought can do the same thing, only we don't allow it to dissipate. We allow our thoughts to roll on and on and on. All those worry thoughts, all those fear thoughts, that's just re-stimulating the stress response of the body. Stress is as normal as breathing. It's an important part of life. But if we keep having it recur again and again and again, it becomes our most serious health problem. Science is showing that stress is probably the number one health problem. And for example, up to about 90% of doctor's visits are because of stress-related conditions, but only 3% of those visits were made because the person was concerned about stress. That's how much we're unaware of how deeply stress is affecting us, almost as much as we're unaware of how deeply music is affecting us. We're deeply wired for that too. And you can use your voice. We do it anyway. We do a sigh. We do the oohs. We do the ahs. We do the aha. We do the ees. We do all kinds of things. When we're giggling, we're stimulating the brain. So there's all kinds of things we do automatically and naturally when we become more aware of how all of those things are affecting us, then that gives us a choice. That means we don't have to be a victim to chronic stress and symptoms of chronic stress. We have a choice to create health in our life. Sound is powerful. It takes seconds. We talked about using the ah in order to reduce stress in the body immediately. There are all kinds of sound tools that do the same things. For example, a Tibetan bowl is a brainwave entrainment tool. They knew that hundreds of years ago when they started to design tingshas and Tibetan bowls. They knew that the wavering sounds entrains the brain to slow down and help it calm and meditate. You know, we've forgotten that too, but there are so many thousands of people drawn to Tibetan bowls and they don't know why. Mm. It's a brainwave entrainment tool that calms down your mind. Mm. It's so cool.
It's so cool. It's just so cool. Okay, so let me ask you this question because I'm kind of getting this visual in my mind. So we're sitting in the office around people that are in their cubicles. They try to soundproof it, but they've got that white noise in the background. And you've got people doing these heavy sighs. They're clicking away on their keyboard or the phone's constantly ringing. How did those noises become, because I know I get very irritated by the clicking of fingers on the keyboard and the phone slam, like suddenly everything is so magnified. What is it about that situation that creates those sounds to be so intense?
Well, that's a really important question, Carrie-Anne, because it's a huge problem in corporations. And this science is known very well by people who design cubicles, that cubicles, those who work in cubicles, the drop in productivity is up to 60% because of the noise. And they still design offices with cubicles. This is a huge problem. Now, the white noise is a solution that's being used by many offices, even here in Calgary. But the problem is every single human being is designed differently in mm-hmm. how they respond to sound. White noise might work for 50 or 60% of the people. For the other 40%, it could irritate them so much that it reduces their productivity even more and can create stressful response and health problems. Now, one of the solutions that can be helpful is for people to bring their own sound in if they can work with that. One of the things that I use on my computer when I'm writing or working that helps keep me focused is natural sounds. And we're as wired to respond to natural, healthy sounds as we are to the heartbeat responding to rhythm. The healthiest sounds that there are for a human being are water, gently bubbling water, birdsong, and wind. So I made my own CD of birdsong and water so I could use that. The lower frequencies in the water help to discharge excess nervous energy from the nervous system. So it creates the relaxation response. The heart slows down, the blood pressure drops, and the body relaxes. The muscles don't hold as much tension. Now, the interesting thing about the birdsong is that birdsong is the opposite. It's high frequencies, and it's also unpredictable. Then the interesting thing about the human brain is that the brain is wired to look for patterns. We're always looking for patterns. But the birdsong has no patterns. So because of that, the brain becomes alert and focused and productive. At the same time that the water is keeping the body relaxed. It's a great formula for most people for productivity. Also, we are wired from our ancestors that when the birds stop singing in the forest, there's danger around. So when the birds are singing, we are wired in our DNA from our ancestors to feel safe.
Mm.
So that can be a helpful solution. Some offices have integrated nature sounds and found those working in cubicles are that solved some of the problems.
So I love that because I spent 23 years and my career ended because I just couldn't take it anymore. Like I literally could not take being in that building anymore because of everything that was going on. Mm-hmm. But it was more the sound. It was just chronic every single day. And every noise was just magnified so much more. And if there had been birds chirping or waves crashing, I think it would have been a lot more calming environment. It's just amazing that there's scientific proof to show this. It's not just a personal preference, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. There's another interesting solution that has been developed over the last few years, and it's called generative sound. And this is sound that doesn't have any patterns. It's quiet and it flows. And it's being used in some hotels as tired travelers get to the hotel lobby. They have this beautiful, calm, sonic environment that really helps people feel good when they get there. So some businesses are really, really cluing into this. There's also one of the tunnels in the Chicago airport has a sound and light display with generative sound and beautiful lights as you're walking through this underground tunnel. It's absolutely spectacular. I love to go back and forth and back and forth if I can, if I have time between flights. It feels so good in there.
All I want to do is just keep walking and back. Get it.
So there are some interesting solutions that are being presented that honor that everyone responds to sound uniquely.
Hmm. So how can we use this to really you've got me speechless because we're all familiar with, we're obviously now familiar with it, but okay. So let me ask you this. There's times where I'll just find myself singing a song in my head and it's just going over and over and over and over again. And someone will say, oh, I got this song through my head and I can't get it out. Is that a bad thing?
It's rare if it's a bad thing. There's Oliver Sacks is a psychiatrist who talks about that and has worked with people who suffer from ongoing, he calls them worms, song worms that don't stop. Some people have them 24/7. That's a problem. Now, a song worm or a thought that can go on and on and on is just something that happens to us sometimes. We've all experienced that. And usually it just kind of dissipates by itself when we get intrigued in something else or something else happens and our interest shifts and we forget about it.
Okay. So sound therapy. So are we talking about sound therapy at this? Like, is that what we're talking about?
Well, there's kind of sound healing and sound therapy. The terms are kind of used interchangeably because the whole field of sound work is absolutely enormous. And there are people working in very specific areas of sound healing and sound therapy. Sound therapy is, to me, more using the technological aspects of hearing and sound delivered by computer or using technology to assist in creating a change in someone's behavior, learning, or health, including tuning forks. Tuning forks are a spectacular way to use sound therapy in order to create health. There's a set of tuning forks we teach in all our workshops that have created more miracles than any other thing I've ever witnessed. They're just amazing. So
can I ask you, for those who may be new to that term, what does a tuning fork? Because to me, it could, like, some people are like, oh, well, there's the meal fork and the salad fork. What is a tuning fork?
A tuning fork. Good question. Tuning fork is usually made out of metal, and when you tap it, it resonates to a very specific sound. And that when you tap a tune, when you have this specific sound, when you experience this specific sound, it's more like a laser, and it can create a very specific effect in the body. I have the sound of the perfect fifth tuning forks on my website. If people are interested, they can go into the free membership on our website, and I have a 5-minute track of a set of tuning forks. A C and a G are their notes, their musical notes, if you know the piano. And these tuning forks have been studied by a naturopathic doctor and a neuroscientist. And they found that the sound of these forks stimulated the nitric oxide within the cells in less than 30 seconds, completely naturally. So when I found that out, I put a 5-minute tape and 5-minute recording of it on our website so people could use it. The nitric oxide cycle is the healthiest things that your cells do. It creates overall health in the body. It was so important that three scientists were awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine for just discovering it in 1998. And since then, pharmaceutical companies have spent millions of dollars to create a pill that stimulates the nitric oxide cycle in our cells because it helps reduce stress. It dilates blood vessels, so it helps those people with heart problems. It helps keep the mind focused. It also helps digestion. It creates wonderful health in the body. So what the naturopathic doctor and the neuroscientists wanted to find out is if a sound could stimulate that natural cycle in our cells. And they found, yes, this sound did. So that's the one I recorded and put on the website. It's the testimonials I've received, Carrie-Anne, have just been amazing for people who have been suffering from extreme emotional distress. In one case, a woman told me that it completely settled down extreme emotional distress in 2 days. Wow. And allowed her to refocus her mind without overwhelming emotions. Phenomenal.
So, because that interests me, because most of you will know if you have read my bio that I was diagnosed with an extreme anxiety disorder. So that is something that I'm always looking for, is keeping that calmness in my life. Is it okay to listen to it on a daily basis, or is there a time frame that, because it's available on your website, should people be listening to it every single day if they want to really get the full benefit from it? Or is it kind of like a prescription where you only listen to it 3 or 4 times and then you don't need it? Like, how does that work?
That's a great question. And it's one that I have to answer with, everybody is different.
And
so
I knew it.
We have the actual physical forks on our website too. So you can, I'm the physical person. I love the forks by my ears. I love holding them so I can feel the vibration more than just having the vibration flow through me, through my ears and through the auditory system. So I love the physical forks. And they here too, you have to explore yourself, find out what seems to be your limit. We know from the science that it stimulates the natural cycle, the nitric oxide cycle in the cells in less than 30 seconds. And for me, my experience, that usually lasts for the whole day. Now, if I feel like I'm coming down with a cold, or if I've been around someone who has the flu, then I'll use them maybe 2 or 3 times personally so that it will strengthen my immune system. And it depends on what's going on, and it depends on you. That
okay.
makes sense?
So it does. Okay. So then my next question is, how do I recognize what my limits are?
Well, if you get too much sound, then it can depress the natural cycle and you start feeling more stressed again. Or you can irritate. So it's the same thing as when you walk into the store and you go, oh my God, that's irritating. So when you get to the point where you're just not feeling right and you're not, or you're being irritated, you just stop.
Okay.
Or just do it once and see how long that lasts, and then just do it again and see how long that lasts. You can also just pace yourself carefully. When you're using sound, now, tuning forks are sound therapy, and these are very specific because they stimulate a specific cycle in our cells. They're profound in their effect, and I have a very deep, deep, deep respect for the power of sound and also the power it has to overwhelm our nervous system. So always I recommend to use any sound tool with great awareness because it can overstimulate your nervous system, especially for those people who are really empathic because they're more sensitive to sound like you are.
Mm-hmm. It kind of takes me back to one. I was doing some chakra alignment, and I was really wanting to get my chakras in alignment. So I was listening to this music, but I was listening to it every night, and I got too alert or too sensitized to it, and it kind of backfired. So I can't listen to that as much anymore because I guess I overindulged, I guess is a good way to put it, because it felt so good. Mm-hmm. I wanted it because it felt so good. It made me feel good. I just wanted more and more and more. So you're right. So there is that you have to recognize within yourself, right? But that's what you're here for, is to support us in figuring that out. We don't have to figure this out alone. You can support us through that, correct?
Absolutely, yeah.
Perfect. So that kind of leads me in. So we're using sound therapy to treat some of these more traditional health conditions. How does the medical field feel about using this to complement their traditional treatments? And what would be some of the treatments that they would use this in conjunction with?
Well, that there too, it depends on each individual doctor. And I think integrative physicians are more interested in the effect of the tuning forks. I know my own doctor bought one of our auto forks that you use on the body, so that she was interested in seeing if it would help her patients with fibromyalgia. So I haven't heard what her results are in that own study, but the General Medical Association, it probably hasn't reached general medicine yet. There are just the pockets of people who have found that it's a really helpful tool to help their patients. We have had an integrative physician go through all our programs, so she is using them with her patients whenever that the right conditions come up that she feels will be helpful for.
Mm. So, okay, so then that leads me to the fact that most of us will pay attention to healthy eating, right? And which we all know, but so kind of recognizing here, is there such a thing as healthy sound as well?
Absolutely there is. And that's the sound that where you feel nurtured. The bird song, the water, the wind are recognized healthy sound for the human being. And I think pretty well everybody knows when they have a favorite music program or CD that they put on that they feel really good. And it could be country music for some people. It could be heavy metal music for some people. It doesn't matter. It's what makes you feel good. That's healthy.
Mm. Mm. So let's, I know last week you just finished, well, it was just this past weekend, you finished an event. What was that event all about, and how did healthy sound come into play at your event last week?
Well, the event we did was our Sound Wellness Solution Workshop. And we had a group of people who, and I guess the best way to explain what we do in the workshop is a buffet of sound, so that we explore different types of recorded music that has clinical background and how it heals or helps people. We explore the voice in different ways, with using the voice to create health or do emotional healing. And we also explore sound tools. We have segments on using Tibetan bowls, singing crystal bowls and the tuning forks. We practice using the tuning forks on each other. So it's a wonderful experience. It's an immersion in healing sound to really find out what will work for you, because we all are wired differently. That's why all of our programs are more like a wide variety of exploration in sound, so that everyone will find some really powerful tools that work for them. Some things just don't work for people. You can have one piece being played and one person will say, "Oh my God, I almost had to leave the room." And the person beside them will look at them and go, "How can you say that? I love that." That happens every time.
So in those cases, what's the best way to do that? So if you're in a room with someone whose music supports them fully and you want them to be happy, but it doesn't really support yourself, what do you do in those situations?
Well, we have in every segment, everyone knows how long each example is going to be. And I can usually tell if a nervous system is getting a little too overstimulated. So then we have ways of helping people settle down their nervous system so that it doesn't get overstimulated. All of the programs are really carefully designed so that nervous system stays strong while we're stimulating them with sound in a lot of different ways. So that everyone, even if they get annoyed with something, it depends on the level of annoyance. Sometimes we can be annoyed and just shake that off and go, "Oh yeah, now I know. There's no way I'm going to buy that CD, or there's no way I'm going to use that tool. That really annoyed me." Whereas mm-hmm. other people will go, "Oh my God, I really need those. I can use those. I can use them every day. I want that." So they know for sure. They know. And if something is too much to take, then people know that they can just leave the room in the program, in the workshop. Absolutely. There are all those options to honor everyone's nervous system because we are all different.
So what is the objective? So we've kind of heard what the experience, you get this buffet of sound and you try a whole bunch of things. At the end of it, what is their outcome? What can they walk out with?
Peace, calm, harmony all the time. If you get blown off, like an oak tree, when the wind blows and you're instead of having branches break, then what happens is you just bend and you come back to harmony. You have everything you need to come back to harmony. That's what they receive.
Wow. How often do you offer this?
About 3 or 4 times a year. The next one's in November.
I think you're going to be offering them a lot more.
Well, that's the intention, Carrie-Anne. As people start to wake up to the power of sound, all the information about the Sound Wellness Solution is on our website. All the description of all the segments and to all the testimonials are on there. And so there's lots of information there for people to explore if they feel that, "Oh my gosh, I'd like to find out more." There's also ways also other programs we have to explore just a taste of it to make sure that this is something you want to do.
So what is the website? We're going to talk a little bit. I want to talk a little bit about the different types of programs, but before we get into that, I want everyone to know where to find this information. Where can they go?
They can go to soundwellness.com.
Soundwellness.com. Again, such straightforward sound wellness. I love you, Sharon. You're amazing. I do.
Thank you.
What are some of the different programs people can find at soundwellness.com?
Well, if you scroll down on the main page, you'll see that there's a free webinar there where we take you through examples and explain a little more detail what sound does and some of the benefits that you can receive with sound. So you can have a taste with the free webinar. There's also on the left side of the page, we have a free membership available for people where there's free downloads and free videos. And all my articles are archived there. And that with a username and password, you can go into the free membership. We also have another website where I have a short video program available for $7. It's called helpmanagemystress.com. And there's both a guide and a video program. So it's a place where people can have a taste for $7 and find out whether or not this is something that interests them, to find out whether it would solve some of the problems.
I'm looking at your website now and I'm like, tell me more about the self-study program. Is that
Are you on the workshop page?
I'm on the, I went into our wellness programs and then I clicked on, and it popped up self. It says the sounds you can create ease that can create ease or dis-ease. I like that.
Is that on Sound Wellness Solution?
Oh, we soundwellness.com. Soundwellness.com is where I am. So I don't know. I'm just seeing it. I'm like, oh, this is interesting. That's okay. Sound inspiration. Let's see what else. What do you write about in your blog, Sharon?
There's all kinds of solutions in the blog, all kinds of solutions. Lately I've been, I was talking in the last blog, I was talking about runaway thoughts. That's the runaway train article. So this coming Saturday, there'll be a new blog coming up with some information on how you can use sound to help calm your thoughts. There's a lot of information about stress and what it does and how to create serenity. There are exercises, there's videos I share. There's a really wide variety of topics within the blog. You can go back and explore. There's all kinds of things. In our sound wellness programs, the Sound Wellness Solution is the introductory workshop. There's also the Sound Wellness Foundation, which is a shorter video program that people can explore. For the in-person one, I always recommend that people have the in-person physical experience, because sound is such a physical thing. That the Sound Wellness Solution is a really wonderful immersion into really powerful solutions and how sound works for you and how you can use it in your everyday life.
Yeah, I'm just blown away by how much I've learned from you just in the last 50. It's been 50 minutes and I could just keep talking. I really want to keep talking with you and learning more. Your website has so much amazing information on it. I'm so excited that people have this opportunity to share your knowledge with the listeners, and it's going to be on iTunes and they can listen to this anytime they want to find out more about you. And what is the sound that they start with? Do they start high or go low? Let's do that one more time.
Oh, with the start about the mid-range of your voice, start high and go low. Low frequency sounds discharge excess emotional energy.
Oh, I love that. So we're going to wrap up, Sharon. I could talk with you for hours. I think everyone knows that you and I could talk for a week and keep talking. I love it. We could. Any last thoughts for our listeners?
Yes, thank you for asking that. Be aware of the sound around you, because it is going through you and it is affecting you whether you're aware of it or not. Become aware of the sound.
I'm aware. I love that. Thank you so much, Sharon. It has just been a pleasure chatting with you. And I'm hoping we'll be seeing more of you very soon in the Tenacious Living world. So if you don't mind, just wait in the room and I'll come chat with you once I've wrapped up the show. How does that sound?
Thank you so much, Carrie-Anne. It's just been awesome to have this great conversation with you today.
So excited. Okay. Thank you so much, Sharon. I'll see you in a couple of seconds. Okay, everyone. That is wrapping up the Tenacious Living Radio Show today. Really talking about how to transform your stress into serene using the power of sound. And understanding that it's a physiological response. It's something that's innately built within us. And we have this, it can be a gift or it can be a true gift to us. So let's use it. Let's become aware of the sounds around us, as Sharon just said. Become aware and recognize what What songs inspire you? When are you getting irritated? Use these little points to really start to understand how you can start to choose your adventure and how you can start to choose to bring that grace and gratitude into your everyday life. I'm so appreciative of Sharon, and I'm looking forward to chatting with her more and bringing more of her wonderful knowledge with you guys. Please visit tenaciousliving.org to find out more about her and everything else that we have going on in the radio in the Tenacious Living world. I thank you so much for listening to us, and I will see you live next week. I think I'll be coming from Calgary next week. Take care, everyone.
Tenacious Living Radio.